1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Donald Trump's conviction in his election interference trial isn't sitting well with the former president. We begin with CBS's Natalie Brown.
We're going to be appealing this scam.
A historic conviction that Trump argues will help him on the campaign trail. His campaign claims it's raised nearly $53 million in the 24 hours after the former president was found guilty of 34 felony counts.
The American principle that no one is above the law was reaffirmed.
Trump says he's ready to appeal. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson on what the judge will be looking for.
What he would need is something that is bad enough that it's worth overturning the verdict. And that is a high standard because the criminal justice system likes finality. They don't like to go back and second guess what a jury has said unless there's a really good reason.
Sentencing is set for July 11th. President Biden says Israel has made a proposal for a ceasefire. CBS's Ed O'Keefe tells us what the deal includes.
A six-week ceasefire, new direct talks about a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, the withdrawal of Israeli military forces from Gaza population centers, the release of elderly and female hostages by Hamas in exchange for hundreds of Palestinians in Israeli custody, and passage of at least 600 trucks a day with humanitarian aid into Gaza, amid concerns that famine and other humanitarian disasters are underway in that region.
South African voters have rejected the party that freed them from apartheid. The African National Congress got less than 50% of the vote for the first time in 30 years. Well, it looks like all systems are go today to launch Boeing's Starliner to the International Space Station. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez is at Kennedy Space Center.
A successful mission would clear the way for Boeing to begin annual crew flights to the space station, giving NASA another option in addition to SpaceX for ferrying its astronauts to the orbiting lab.
On top of all of the delays, Starliner's problems have cost Boeing more than $1 billion to fix. Still, hopes are high that the ship is finally ready to fly.
If you're heading to the beach in Florida this summer, beware of sharks.
Florida leads the world as the shark bite capital, with 938 unprovoked shark attacks since records were first kept back in 1837. Daytona Beach has the most, with 351 attacks. The state has the longest coastline in the continental U.S.,
And Walgreens is now lowering prices on 1,300 items in its stores, from vitamins to hand cream. The move comes after other major retailers like Target recently announced cuts as well. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband Jim would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead.
We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We have a very good line of products today, or information about products, supplements that are on the market that you can use today to improve your health, and also make sure that you combine that with a excellent nutritional diet. You know, I always say it all the time, you and I are the only ones that can improve our health. How do we do that? How do we improve our health if it's up to us? Do we have the talent? Do we have the knowledge? Do we have the experience to make that call? Who can do it for you? The doctor can't. The doctor doesn't have any idea what health is. All they know is to tell you to eat a balanced diet. What is a balanced diet? Can they describe what a balanced diet is? Can you? I can't. I don't know what a balanced diet is. Are you standing on one foot when you're eating? I don't know what balance means. Does that mean a little bit of everything? Well, for sure, we need more protein in our diet. You know, as we get older and we start eating less protein, less quality of food, and some people don't even get anywhere near the level of protein they need daily, and that is about 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds, that means you need about 150 grams of protein. Protein prevents damage to our cells. Protein is one of the classical signs of longevity. The more protein we have in our diet, the more that we consume, increases our longevity, makes us healthier. Then top that off with lots and plenty of good olive oil and other oils as well, like macadamia nut oil, avocado oil, pecan oil. But olive oil is my mainstay. And with supplements, we can have a healthy, healthy life. Don't leave it up to the doctor. You're risking your life. Now, doctors, I'm not criticizing doctors. When it comes to skills like surgery and other ways of treating diseases, they're top on the scale of being able to help you. But when it comes to health and nutrition, yuck. They don't know a hill of beans about health and nutrition. But they like to claim they do. Like, don't take that supplement. That's not good for you. Well, what do they know? What research have they done to know what health and nutrition is and what ingredients and nutrients are able to improve our health? They don't know. So they just shy away from it. They're afraid to mention it. And also, it's outside of their line of expertise. And the AMA would not be very happy if you had a doctor pushing alternative medicine. They're not in the mainstream. They're not what the AMA wants to see. They may be called a quack. The doctor is between a rock and a hard place. So it's up to us, you and me. And I'm trying to share with you what I know and what we can dig up every week. You know, we have people that go through all the studies, the brand new studies that come out every week. We go to all the websites, the scientific websites, and look for all the research that we think may help you to know what to do. It's our job, our responsibility, our obligation to know what to do to be healthy. No one else is going to make us healthy. No one is going to give us any ideas of how to make us healthy. So I'd like to be here for you. I want to share information with you that's going to help you become healthier. Now, I can only bring you the news, but I can't help you do it. It's your choice. Instead of having a good protein, fatty diet. Now that sounds bad, a fatty diet, right? It sounds bad because everybody says fat is bad. Fat is not bad. Bad fats are bad. Good fats are good. We need lots of fats. And we need cholesterol. And we need protein. We don't need sugar. No sugar. None. Zip, zero. And we have to reduce our carbohydrates because the carbohydrates in the American diet are all refined and processed. The lower the carbohydrates, the better. The average American diet individually consumes about 400 to 500 grams of carbohydrates daily. And we only need about 75 at most. A good, healthy diet is the foundation of our health. Nothing else. Our diet. And my diet, and I hopefully can tell you that the best diet in the world is the ketogenic diet. It'll give you the quality of protein, the quality of fats, the amount of fats and proteins, and lower carbohydrates. Sugar is bad, and all carbohydrates, like bread, pasta, cakes, pies, crackers, whatever, cereals, grains, all convert into the, in the body to sugar. So we are, American diet is sugar, sugar, sugar. Carbohydrates, carbohydrates, carbohydrates. We can't get away from it. So we have a whole lineup of really good subjects today. We're going to talk about quercetin. Quercetin is a flavonoid. Flavonoids are found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. I'll tell you what it does for you. And do we need statin drugs? Oh my gosh, no, 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 no. It's the biggest scam in the world. It's the biggest money-making scam. Drugs love it. The drug companies get millions of dollars, billions of dollars. And then it causes other diseases that they get billions of dollars for. Boy, what a business. Drug companies just, but can they morally say they're doing well? I don't think so. I've seen records where there are 75% of their studies are false or very flawed. They're pushing drugs through. And we're the only country in the world. And when I travel in Europe, they ask me the question, how can the FDA allow drug companies to advertise drugs on TV? They're scamming you. They want you to know that this drug helps you to lose weight. Like Ozempic. Oh, they sing this song about how to lose weight. Man, oh man, are they ever scamming us. We're also going to talk about a new study on tart cherry. And why are Americans sleeping less? And then a very important nutrient called folate. And we'll give you some information on folate. It's called vitamin B9. I know you probably know B6 and B12, but have you ever heard of B9? And how about your thyroid function? What would you like to know more about? Let's talk about that. Lots of people have chronic pain. Let's talk about options that are natural options that don't have side effects. Now, quercetin, spelled Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, quercetin. It's a superpower and has the ability to neutralize histamine. Probably you have bought sometime in your lifetime an antihistamine, meaning that you want to inhibit it or block it. Why? Well, histamine is produced by the immune system to help protect the body against harmful compounds like sneezing, coughing, mucus secretions are all ways the body tries to expel these toxic compounds. So don't try to suppress sneezing or coughing, and you want to cough up mucus secretions. You want to expel that mucus. But however, histamine can also be released when the body mistakes something harmless for something dangerous, like dust, dander, or pollen. This is what is called an allergic reaction, allergic response, all caused by the release of histamine. That's why drugs are sold called antihistamines. But you can do it naturally and much better than a drug and no side effects. Quercetin has been shown to inhibit histamine by 97%. Can't do better than that. Quercetin is ideal. And this is all natural. It's ideal for all types of lung and respiratory problems like asthma, allergies, COPD, infections, and more. And the best way to take quercetin is with vitamin C. Studies have shown that quercetin gets even better results when combined with vitamin C. Actually, it increases anti-cancer activity. Quercetin with vitamin C in breast cancer cells significantly reduced free radical activity and damage. Improved breast cancer recovery and prevention. Increased immunity activity. Quercetin and vitamin C increased survival of influenza H1N1 by 25%. And quercetin with vitamin C protected against bacterial infection. 100% mortality in untreated animals versus 60 to 70% survival in treated groups. Quercetin is a superpower. Increased antioxidant activity. Vitamin C reduced the dosage of quercetin that's necessary as an antioxidant and extended its activity time substantially. Vitamin C may even regenerate oxidized quercetin, and it decreases inflammation. In otherwise healthy individuals, exercising regularly, vitamin C and quercetin reduce inflammation markers more effectively than either alone. Always when there is a combination of nutrients together, you have a synergistic effect. They work better together. One may not be sufficient by itself. Sometimes vitamin C is not enough by itself. And quercetin may not be enough by itself. And when you combine the two, one and one equals 20. It's just that much more powerful and more effective when you have a combination of nutrients. 50% decrease for the combination of vitamin C and quercetin versus only 8% for quercetin alone and 33% for vitamin C alone. So trying to reduce inflammation. Now remember, inflammation is not bad. You see articles in the press, articles in the news. Reduce inflammation. They have drugs for reducing inflammation. There are natural supplements to reduce inflammation. Now think about this. Inflammation goes to an area of an injury in the body, a joint, soft tissue, heart, wherever. Inflammation is a process of healing the injured area. If you have an accident, twist your ankle, you're going to see that ankle swell up. And it's going to be hot. It won't be hot to the touch, but it will certainly be warm. It'll be swollen, achy, painful. You can't walk on it. All those signs and symptoms are the inflammatory process, anti-inflammatory process going on to heal that injured ankle. So inflammation goes where there's an injury. So we don't want to stop inflammation, but what we do want to stop is what causes the need for inflammation. Now, we have chronic inflammation in many, many Americans today. Why? Because the American diet is an inflammatory diet. The excessive amount of sugar and carbohydrates, vegetable oils, very high in omega-6 fatty acids, stress. So sugar, carbohydrates, vegetable oils, and stress cause inflammation in our body. Unless you change your diet, you're always going to cause more inflammation. And then you're going to be looking for supplements or drugs that can reduce inflammation. We don't want to reduce inflammation. We want to change how we live that may not cause the requirement or the need for inflammation to try to heal the damaged area. If you smoke, you're going to damage your lungs and many other areas in the body. If you are obese, all those fat cells produce more inflammation. If you are in contact with the sun too often and you have a sunburn, that's damage to the skin, inflammation, chemicals, pollution, radiation, drugs. Yes, even drugs cause more inflammation because drugs cause damage to the body. So we don't want to get rid of inflammation. We want to get rid of the cause and the need, requirement, that inflammation should go to an injured area in your body to try to heal that area. We have chronic inflammation because we are chronically following an inflammatory process, inflammatory lifestyle. We are inflamed all the time. So how do you get more quercetin? Well, studies have shown that quercetin is not that well absorbed. Some drugs and many supplements are very, very hard to absorb, especially the fat-soluble nutrients. In the best cases, quercetin is only absorbed at about 5% of the dose, 5% that makes it into the bloodstream. So when you swallow something, that's not the end of it. That's only the beginning of it. Just because you took something doesn't mean you are absorbing that nutrient or food. Yes, it's in the digestive tract, but in order for those nutrients or the supplements to do its job, it has to go from the intestinal tract through the intestinal wall into the bloodstream and then circulate throughout the body to deliver those nutrients to all the cells in the body. Just because you swallow something means nothing. Because the next step is absorption of that nutrient. Absorption is 1,000 times more valuable than swallowing something. Yes, of course, you need to swallow it. But then you need to absorb it. And many, many nutrients cannot be absorbed effectively. In quercetin, it's only 5%. In berberine, it's only 1%. Green tea, it's less than 1%. We don't get all the nutrients into the blood that we require. So combining quercetin with a very unique, special, enzymatically treated starch called cyclodextrins can boost its absorption by over 60%. Amazing. It's a delivery system. Gamma cyclodextrin is a starch, and it's enzymatically treated, which causes little bitty buckets or cones, microscopic, you can't see them, but they then fill up the inside of that cavity of the bucket with the fat-soluble nutrients, the water-soluble nutrients around the outside of the bucket. And it's absorbed nutrients from anywhere from 3 or 4 times up to 40 times better than without the gamma cyclodextrins. So always look for more nutrients like quercetin or berberine with the cyclodextrins. It can boost absorption. You don't want to waste your money. If you're paying good money for a supplement and you are getting 1% of that supplement, you don't need to take high quantities. You need high absorption. Now, in addition to its benefits for allergies and respiratory problems, you can use a combination of vitamin C and quercetin for brain and mental function, Parkinson's disease, dementia, and mental decline associated with aging. I saw some really good research the other day taking resveratrol, curcumin, and quercetin for almost every metabolic function in the body, for every disease in the body, for every ill health in the body. So powerful. as an antioxidant, also as an anti-inflammatory. And you can also use it for metabolic syndrome, immune function, viral, bacterial, and fungal infections, heart disease, cancer. And what you need is about 200 milligrams of quercetin with gamma cyclodextrin. That will boost the quercetin up to 9 to 10 times. So not are you only just taking 200 milligrams, it's like 2,000 milligrams, along with 250 milligrams of vitamin C daily. That would be a fantastic combination. Remember what I said before, when we take a drug, I don't take any drugs. I have not taken a drug in over almost 60 years. You don't need drugs. We need nutrition. We need supplements, dietary supplements that are well-made, high-quality supplements. But when you take a statin drug or any other drug, it's going to cause side effects. And the side effect may be another disease. Isn't that crazy? And there's 30 to 40 million Americans taking statin drugs. Now, what does it cause? Statin drugs increasingly change your blood sugar levels. True. Right. And every day, 47 million Americans take medication. Oh, this is just insane. To reduce cholesterol levels. And it's usually a statin drug. We don't want to reduce our cholesterol. Cholesterol is a nutrient that is so critical to the function of our body, that the body makes it on requirement. Don't stop something that's natural. Don't try to take a drug to block the production of cholesterol. We need cholesterol to make our vitamin D, to make our hormones. We are male and female because of the amount of cholesterol that we get. Ever since we became brainwashed that fats are bad for us, cholesterol is bad for us, we have more Alzheimer's disease. The brain is made up of fat and cholesterol. Our hormones are changing. Our diet is changing who we are. But do you know the side effects of these drugs, these statin drugs? Extreme muscle pain. And even after stopping the drug, the pain does not go away. And in some cases, it stays there permanently. Digestive issues, fatigue, dizziness, sleep problems, memory problems, and a 58% increased risk. I said that right, 58%. Increased risk of diabetes type 2. Now we have another epidemic, and that's called type 2 diabetes. Now they have more drugs to treat that condition. The standard use of statin drugs has been reported to increase the risk of type 2 diabetes by 58%. And a newly published study reports that the higher the statin dose, the greater the risk. And for people with already elevated blood sugar levels, statin drugs used actually tip them over to a diabetic. Tip them over the line. Now they're a full-blown diabetic based on statin drugs. You think you're helping yourself by taking a statin drug. No, you are not. Good Lord. I wrote an article, small article, just a paperback little brochure on the medical scam of statin drugs. If you want one, go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com, and just go to Ask Terry. You can write me a little note. Just say, I want one of those copies of statin drugs. Statin drugs interfere with insulin produce, or production, I should say, and secretion and reduce insulin sensitivity, meaning that the sugar lingers in the bloodstream instead of being used by cells for energy. So when the doctor does a blood test, oh my gosh, your blood sugar level is 300. That's only because it's in the blood. There was not enough insulin to take the sugar out of the bloodstream because we're eating more sugar than we have the ability to produce insulin. So now we have two problems. We have the statin drug problem and we have the blood sugar level problem. And it's been brought on by the drugs that are used to lower cholesterol. You can't play with nature. You can't play with the body's chemistry and come out on top. It's impossible. I've got to take a break. I'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Terry Naturally. I'm Terry Naturally. Back right after these commercials. Stay where you are. I'll be right back. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with another portion of Terry Talks Nutrition. We'll hear it to the top of the hour. More coming your way. In fact, the next subject is going to be tart cherries. I'm sure you've all had some tart cherries. I hope you get some organic ones because cherries are sprayed over and over again. In fact, when you look at the cherries, they're almost white. That powder on there is from the spraying. So try to do yourself some good and get some organic tart cherry. And why would you want tart cherry? Well, the primary reason is for gout treatment. Gout is a form of inflammatory arthritis. It often affects the joints of the big toe. In fact, a previous study found that tart cherry reduced gout flare-ups by 35%. In a new study, researchers compared tart cherry to sodium bicarbonate, baking soda, which is sometimes used to neutralize acidity, which causes gout crystals to form in the tissues of the body, the big toe, and joints, and especially in adult men with gout. Men have the increased risk of trying to deal with gout. Less women have a breakout of gout than men. The result of the study, tart cherry was more effective at reducing gout and having fewer side effects and fewer adverse effects. After 12 weeks of use, there were two groups. Both groups had less acidity, less acid in the urine. But the sodium bicarbonate group had more people experiencing kidney stones and three times more as many people in the sodium bicarbonate group had another gout flare-up versus the tart cherry group. So if you have gout, put aside the sodium bicarbonate, the baking soda. Yes, it neutralizes acid because it's highly alkaline. So it neutralizes acid. So take 100 to 1,000 milligrams of tart cherry twice daily. Twice daily. And it'll neutralize the acidity that causes gout. And don't worry, no side effects. No adverse effects. It's a natural fruit cherry extract. And works really wonderful for those that are experiencing joint pain and gout. Now, today, more Americans are getting less sleep. In 1942, in the time of the war, even 59% of Americans said they got a good night's sleep, at least 8 hours a night. That was during a very stressful time. But now in a new Gallup poll, a new Gallup survey, in 2024, only 26% of Americans say they get 8 hours of sleep a night. Well, we have changed some between 1942 and 2024. More social media, more screens, more TV, more Facebook. Those were not available in 1942. Probably just a little bitty black and white TV set. But now this year, 20% of respondents said they get less than 5 hours of sleep a night. 5 hours. I would be a wreck. I would think that would catch up to me and I would just be so stressed out. I work hard. I play hard. I sleep hard. More than half of the survey participants, up to 57%, said they would feel better if they could get a good night's sleep. Man, I get a good night's sleep. Even if I have to get up through the night and I get back in bed, I think it's about 30 seconds and I'm fast asleep. I don't toss and turn. I don't think I even wrinkle the sheets or the comforter. It looks like I didn't even get in bed. But in addition to sleeping less, Americans report more stress from not sleeping. 63% of the respondents who wanted more sleep said they frequently experienced stress. And they did not sleep well because of stress. So it's a merry-go-round. And 49% of all participants said they have frequent stress, a 16-point increase in the last 20 years of stress. What's the answer? Ashwagandha. It's an Indian herb, commonly referred to as Indian ginseng. They don't grow ginseng in India, but they certainly do harvest ashwagandha. And it relieves stress so you can sleep more and better. A couple of studies I want to refer you to. 50 healthy older adults, ages 60 to 85, received either ashwagandha, and the dosage was 300 milligrams standardized to 35% of the active components called withanolides, or placebo twice daily for 12 weeks. 300 milligrams twice daily for 12 weeks. Mental alertness on awakening improved 53% in the ashwagandha group versus only 38% in the placebo group. Sleep quality improved by 57% in the ashwagandha group versus a 25% improvement in the placebo group. Overall, all the doctors overseeing the ashwagandha group reported good to excellent results. And all the patients in the ashwagandha group rated their experience with ashwagandha as good to excellent. Now, 150 milligrams to 300 milligrams of ashwagandha standardized to 35%. Now, make sure you look for the 35% ashwagandha. All ashwagandha is only standardized at 1% to 2%, maybe at the most 5%. Now, this is standardized to 35%. Ashwagandha, 35%. That's the one you want to get the best night's sleep. Drug companies now are looking at ashwagandha as a new drug. They actually are finding a compound in ashwagandha that induces sleep. And of course, they would have to extract that ingredient out of the ashwagandha, make it synthetically, synthesize it, and then patent it. And that's what they will probably do. But you don't have to do that. You can buy ashwagandha now, standardized at 35%, to give yourself probably the best sleep you've ever had in maybe several years. Here's some help for dry mouth. Dry mouth happens when there is not enough saliva, spit, to keep your mouth wet. Your mouth is drying out. And there are things that we do that cause our mouth to dry out. And dry mouth can be miserable. It makes chewing and swallowing difficult and increases the risk of tooth decay and infections in the mouth. And dry mouth is not a normal part of aging. There are causes for dry mouth. Diseases like diabetes or Sjogren's disease or syndrome. Many drugs cause dry mouth. Cancer treatments, radiation, or chemotherapy can damage the salivary glands and cause dry mouth. Now, you can improve the quality of the moisture and the mucous membranes throughout the dry mouth or mouth with sea buckthorn berries. SEA, sea buckthorn berries, are a very rich source of omega fatty acids, commonly known as omega-7, that help restore mucous membranes, actually the skin that lines the inside of the mouth. You put your finger in your mouth and you rub the side of your mouth, you are touching the mucous membrane in your mouth. And the mucous membrane is throughout your body, in the vagina, in the anus, throat, eyes, skin. All these areas are mucous membranes. So if you have dry eyes, dry intestinal tract, dry vagina, all these conditions can be improved of the quality of the mucous membranes. And the mucous membranes will secrete a moisture that improves the quality of the mucous membranes. Even the bladder, inside the eyelids. And it improves the quality of the skin moisturizing by 48%. Ladies, let me let you find a cosmetic that will improve moisturizing of the skin by 48%. Hands down, you won't find one. Sea buckthorn has been shown to improve moisture and relieve dry mouth associated with Sjogren's disease or syndrome, as well as dry skin, dry vaginal tissue in postmenopausal women, and restored moisture to dry eyes. Omega-7. Not many people have heard of omega-7. It's the only omega-7, or the only omega, that is found in the fruit of the berries, not the seeds. Oils are usually in seeds, but in this case, the omega-7 is found in the pulp or the flesh of the fruit. And I've seen companies sell omega-7, and they say the source is the seed of a sea buckthorn. Absolutely incorrect. The seeds do not contain omega-7. The seeds contain omega-6, omega-3, and omega-9, and the pulp, omega-7. Now, when you put them all together, you're going to have omega-3, 6, 9, and 7. A full spectrum, but you want at least 150 milligrams of omega-7. and you'll find 48% improvement in skin hydration and 25% improvement in skin elasticity. Dry nose. People have dry nose based on the weather, based on the climate in the house, the dryness in the house. And postmenopausal women experience less thinning of the vaginal wall, which causes dryness and discomfort, versus the placebo group. Participants taking 2 grams, that's like about 4 capsules, 4 soft gels, of sea buckthorn oil from the pulp of the berry. 2 grams of sea buckthorn oil daily had less redness and burning and increased fluid in their eyes versus the placebo group. It's one of the best internal supplements for improving the quality of the skin all the way throughout the body. It's an amazing what it does. So how much to take and what to look for? Well, for basic health maintenance, 500 milligrams, that's usually 1 soft gel daily of sea buckthorn oil. Now for treatment, you might need 2 to 3 grams daily. That would be 4 to 6 capsules. So look for a sea buckthorn oil from the berry, the pulp, not the seed. But seed can be there as well. And they're both manufactured by a supercritical CO2 extraction. No heavy metals, no contaminants. And they're hand harvested. And get 150 milligrams of omega-7 per capsule. And anywhere from 2 to 6 capsules per day. The capsules can be chewed, not bad tasting, and the oil can be swished in the mouth, and the taste is relatively mild. But bathing the mouth tissues directly can be helpful for certain conditions, for the oral cavity of cancer treatment, or from drugs. Just directly treating the mucous membranes in the mouth by chewing the soft gels. Now, here's something really important. Many supplements today contain B9. I know you know about B6, B12, B2, B1, all the Bs. But until recently, B9 was known as folic acid. Folic acid has never been found in nature. What is found in nature is called folate, F-O-L-A-T-E, folate, not folic acid. Folic acid is synthetic, and there are many side effects to folic acid. Folate is a natural form of folic acid. So are you getting enough folate? Because it's a big deal. And I'll tell you why. Vitamin B9 and folic acid is the most commonly found source in dietary supplements and foods. When they take all the nutrients out of flour or other carbohydrates, they replace them with synthetic vitamins and minerals. Folic acid. Folic acid is not active, and it causes side effects. Folate is the active form found in foods. And it reduces the risk of certain birth defects by up to 70%, especially when folate is mixed or combined with choline. Choline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E, choline. Patients with high blood pressure taking folic acid, now this is a synthetic form, folic acid supplement, had a 21% reduced risk of stroke versus those with low folate levels. But by replacing the folic acid with folate, the reduction of a risk of stroke was even greater. Use folate. Look for folate in supplements. Now, women with high blood pressure saw a 46% reduction in their levels of high blood pressure after daily taking folate supplementation. 55% reduction when using folate to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease with people that have a high increased risk versus a very low intake for folate. And children whose mothers took folic acid supplements during pregnancy are 39% less likely to suffer from autism. And do you have MTHFR, the genetic variant? This MTHFR gene interferes with your body's ability to process or convert folate, which can lead to a very high homocysteine level, resulting in an increased risk of stroke, high blood pressure, heart disease, and even bipolar disorder. If your homocysteine levels are high, you probably have this gene variant, as 60% of people have this genetic variation. 60%. That's about 150, 60 million people have this genetic variation. So to reduce the homocysteine levels and compensate for the genetic variant, the MTHFR, take a supplement of B vitamins in their active form, not just regular B vitamins. You have to get the active form. No conversion needed, because all B vitamins have to go through the liver for conversion to the active form. Vitamin B6, known as P5P, is already converted. It does not have to go through the liver for conversion. It goes directly to work. Vitamin B12 has methylcobalamin, about 1,000 micrograms daily, and folate. Folate is methyl tetrahydrate folate and 1,360 micrograms of folate. You want folate, B12, B6, so it can fix this homocysteine and this genetic variant so you can live healthier and better. Now, once in a while, I'll share with you, I get several hundred questions a month, and I answer every one of them myself. And I'll just share one. Dear Terry, I have symptoms of low thyroid, but all my lab tests are normal. What can I do to increase my thyroid function? Well, here's my protocol for optimal thyroid function. Avoid all soy, all gluten, and all fluoridated tap water, city tap water, unless you live in an area where fluoridation is not used. They add fluorides to the water. They're drugging our water. what may come next. And then make dietary changes by removing all dairy products, with the exception of cream, butter, and eggs. Avoid all sugar, all soft drinks, all juices, all grains, especially if they contain gluten. And then provide your body with building blocks needed for thyroid function. What do we need? Well, we need iodine. Iodine is the main nutritional factor of the thyroid. And then with an amino acid called L-tyrosine, iodine and L-tyrosine together, L-tyrosine is found in protein foods, it's an amino acid, combined with the mineral iodine, produces thyroxine. Many people, women especially, do not produce thyroxine. For best results, it's good to use three different forms of iodine, such as sodium iodide, potassium iodide, and molecular iodine. And then for an extra benefit, extra boost, or a push for the thyroid, add selenium. Sometimes people need an extra mineral push to get their thyroid hormones to activate properly. Take about 15 milligrams of iodine, 200 milligrams of L-tyrosine, and 150 micrograms of selenium every morning before breakfast. And once your thyroid starts perking along, you're going to feel so much better. You're going to have a tremendous amount of energy. Your hair will stop falling out. The swollen ankles and the outer third of your eyebrows that are missing will come back in. Your hair will be thicker and grow more abundantly. You'll feel fantastic. You'll swear that this is a change of life for you, for the better. Could not be better. It's a wonderful way to feel. And with that, I'm going to leave you. But I'll be back tomorrow. You can find me here, same time, same station, every weekend. And when we leave this program, I always encourage you, do your job. If you want health, if you want longevity, if you want to get rid of the aches and pains, if you want to get rid of all the things that are bugging you down, it's up to us, you and me. We need the right nutrition. Eat the best diet possibly. The ketogenic diet is my choice. And then use supplements to fill in the gap of the nutrients that are missing in the food today. And there is, even organic food, they're missing nutrients. Our food is not what it was 50 years ago. And then pray. Say a prayer for this crazy world. We need some leaders that can take us to where we belong. God bless you, my friends. And God bless this great country.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, "I just don't get it. What was in it for them?"
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Knock the dirt off your cleats and step up to the plate with Wham! Incorporated by Quality Plus Printing. Need custom apparel for your team? Or do you want to celebrate a victory with a one-of-a-kind shirt? Make the call to the bullpen with Wham! Incorporated. And don't forget to send in a nomination for Who's Your Hero for someone who's impacted you in a positive way. No sports talent required. Find them on Facebook or visit them at 3515 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. It's a guaranteed home run.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.